I'm Indy Todd. Welcome to The Point. Do you have a love-hate relationship with opera? We head to Martha's Vineyard, where we dropped in on a rehearsal of L'Italiana Remix, Rossini's take on love, sex, and disaster in English and Italian condensed. Wendy Tauscher is the director and choreographer for this opera at Featherstones, and she pulled together her dream cast.
Wendy, you know people either love or hate opera, and even people who think they hate opera may be surprised, right? So tell, why opera?
Well, I love music, and I am a choreographer by trade, although I'm a trained classical musician, although not in voice. And I love the stage, so it kind of, part of it is, you know, people hire you to do opera. If you're a modern dance choreographer, it's pretty much find a garage and make a dance, and that's the way it goes. I mean, there are some commissions and things, but I've always done a lot of theater, and opera kind of flipped into happening for me because I could move bodies around on the stage easily and quickly, which in opera you do need to be able to stage fast. But also, I have the ability to work with people who aren't dancers, but and not ask them to dance, but to move well. So it kind of worked its way into my freelance life. And because I love music, opera has become kind of a fun, one of the things I do.
So tell us about this particular opera.
This opera is L'Italiana in Algeri, and it's by Rossini. And it's got the best, the funniest 5 minutes of music ever written, if you ask me. And it's got seven virtuoso singers singing as loud and as fast and as high as and low as they can go about love, which is, they're confused, they can't stand up straight, their head is pounding, crows are clawing at their head, and their voices are going ding, ding, ding. So it's very, very funny, and it's a thrilling piece of music. And the whole opera's good, but it's that ending that I really wanted to mess around with. I've directed it before, but I haven't done the whole piece before. And in fact, we're not doing the whole piece here. We've cut it down. You mentioned a lot of people hate opera. So these productions that we've been doing up here, these ensemble productions, are up here on Martha's Vineyard. They're reduced. It's summer, it's hot, we're outside in a tent. We do them in ambient light. We have great singers and great pianists, but it's not an attempt to recreate grand opera. We shorten them max hour and a half. One of my friends, Miles Jaffe, said last summer he hates opera, and so he came. And I grinned at Miles afterwards and said, "So, Miles, what did you think?" And he said, "I loved it. It confirmed everything I hate about opera." So he's written a piece for us this summer for our show book called I Hate Opera. And a wonderful sculptor on the island, Barney Zeitz, wrote a piece called I Love Opera. So, you know, the audiences want certain things. So I don't, we sing the, all the music is sung in Italian straight, but we've added in some English narration
to help us follow the story.
Well, yeah, because honestly, that's a big fight in the world of opera. And, you know, with super titles, that does help people, but it's a little theatrically faulty, super titles. And since we don't have super titles here, we do the narration in English. And it's a team of two singers who actually sing in the show as well. And they're a little comic duo. But Verdi and there's a couple of other very famous opera people who believe opera should be done in the language of the audience. But there's a big fight in the opera world about purists and non-purists. But truly, the singing does sound great in Italian. With the old operas especially, they sing the same thing over and over. So if you stage it well, you can tell a lot of the story.
So tell us about the cast, and most of this cast is from New York, correct?
Yes.
So how did you get them to come to Martha's Vineyard in the summer?
The collection of us has all worked together quite a bit in various different forms. I've worked with Every one of the singers but one. I produced the conductor in another one, and he's worked with the one singer I haven't worked with. And we all like working together. We're all interested in great singing, but also theater. And so it's a good combination. And these guys, there's already a shorthand because we've worked together a bunch. I mean, in this case, I usually do auditions because it's smart to do, but in this case, I just made calls. But the call's not hard to make when it's Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. And for you then, without not doing auditions, you basically got to pick who you wanted for these particular roles.
Yeah, I got the dream cast. And Eve Gigliotti is singing at the Met, and she's doing quite a lot of work there. And we've done a version of this before, and we've always wanted to revisit it. And so I called her over a year ago and said, look, do you want to look at Italiana again? And we've been working on it on and off for a year, and it's pretty thrilling.
Eva, understand this is a very challenging role, very technically very difficult. Talk about how do you get in your head around this and, you know, give it your all, so to speak.
Well, I think the first step is to convince yourself that it's not difficult. And so you can kind of psychologically just focus on how much fun it is. And, you know, this is a role that I fortunately had the opportunity to do twice before. So one gets these things in their body. And what's been great about it is to see how it has developed as I've developed. And so it just kind of keeps on growing, like getting better with age. And so I just try to focus on how amazing the music is and on the character.
One of the things Wendy was talking about was, you know, she's dance and choreographs, mm-hmm. and you guys are not dancers, but you have to move about,
yes,
a certain way. Is that difficult as a singer to get that movement, or is it just something you feel the music and that's not as hard as it might seem?
Well, I always think that whenever you are singing is a very physical thing to begin with, and then whenever you're asked to add a more broader physicality with the singing, there's always the issue of breath and endurance. And so it's definitely very important to stay in shape and stay flexible and but sometimes the movement actually helps you stay in your body. So sometimes it works for you when you're being asked to really physicalize things.
Eve had the chance to receive coaching for the role from opera star Marilyn Horne, who has performed it over 100 times.
It's her role, you know, it's her role. And that was amazing to be able to be in a room with her and have her put in that insight that is just like a precious treasure.
I would also think that the insight's great, but you're also going, wow, she did it so well. How do I put my mark on that? Because obviously you're not trying to copy what she's doing.
Yeah.
You're trying to, I guess, take that and make it your own, right?
Right. That's what you have to do with every role is, it, you know, the reason why you're doing it is because you're doing it and nobody else can do that. And so you have to really make it yours. But then, you know, whenever you do a role, whenever you have the opportunity to work with someone who's done a role to that level so many times, there are all of these, I don't want to say tricks because that would sound like cheating, but there are ways to help you pace the character, have ideas about the character, how to handle the various cadenzas and stylistically, how to present the role comedically, because it is such a specific style. It's like having a mentorship with someone when you're starting a new job, you know?
And as you're saying this, I'm thinking, okay, you're moving, sort of dancing, you're singing, you're acting.
Right.
You've got a lot going on.
Exactly. Yeah, we definitely have many personalities, so split personalities. But then you just, you know, you focus on one aspect for a while, you focus on another in the preparation, and then you get in the room and you put it all together, and you're just riding the wave, you know, because you've done the work.
sometimes artworks like with great ballet or things that are obviously very technical, sometimes just the technique itself is thrilling, like a great catch in baseball or something. You know what I mean? Even if it's the bad guys making the catch. So there's one level of this piece that is exciting because it's so technically thrilling.
I also spoke with Glenn Rovern, who's conducting the ensemble for its Vineyard performances.
Glenn, Wendy was talking about how technically difficult this opera is. So give us some feedback. How is this work for you?
Well, the technically difficult stuff is for the singers. And they have to be amazing singers to sing this, and they are. I always say that this type of opera, this type of bel canto, is the American Idol of the 19th century. Because you know how you hear an American Idol, no one sings one note. It says, ah, yeah, yeah, and it's all rock and roll. Well, this Bellini and this bel canto is that way too. No one sings one note when 13 will do. So you have to get this, and you have to make the 13 notes, this enormous vocal challenge, sound normal and sound like not like you're singing 13 notes, but that the character actually wants to express it that way. So the difficulty is really casting the singers, and Wendy cast the most amazing singers. So my difficulty is not as difficult. I get to appreciate how this, and after I finish playing a number, I say, wow, that was amazing. And so they have the difficulty, not me.
I'm just kind of showing you what the score looks like for this last section. Because they're all singing really, really fast for a really long time.
And this is the end.
This is the end of Act 1, which we are putting at the end of Act 2.
Got it.
So it starts here, and it goes all the way to here. Like a normal, an aria takes a couple pages, and this takes like 146 to 200.
Wow.
So it's, I mean, they're singing tons of notes, right. Tons of notes,
wow.
And tons of language.
Yeah.